flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, this is, you know, not just the WIP morning show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is parade day.
Let's go!
This is parade day in the Delaware Valley. Good morning to you. Great morning to you, everyone. Really, I mean, this is really a treat. Look, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, we got Seltzer, we got Rhea, and we're going to be with you for 4 hours here today. And it's a real honor and privilege to do this show as we kick it off from high atop the Ben Franklin Parkway. We're in a beautiful location here. We're at the Logan Hotel. We're going to have a great vantage point of the parade today as it comes down, as it approaches the Art Museum. Obviously, the parade, I think most people know, begins at 11 o'clock. It'll ultimately get to the Art Museum around 1 o'clock. The ceremonies at the Art Museum will begin around 2 o'clock. So we are so happy, and again, I'll say proud, to be with you today at 215-592-9494. Your chance to win on the phone line as we talk about this team, the game from a couple days ago, the season, and one of the most glorious, glorious campaigns in Philadelphia sports history. Richie Rich!
Hello, Joe.
John, I'm guessing your fact of the day is we have a parade today.
World champion parade today. The first parades were processions that took place in ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia around 2000 BC.
That's a good fact.
They were used for religious and military purposes. They would carry statues of gods around out in the streets. Today, we're carrying a Lombardi statue through the streets of Philadelphia.
That's right.
Best fact ever.
And can I say, some of these guys, I think, may have become gods. I'm not trying to, you know, have blasphemy here, but I'm just saying I'm appreciative, and I'm ready to exalt them. All right, so, guys, hop aboard the phone lines. As I say to you every day when we start the show, phones get jammed quick, but hop in early for your best chance to be part of the show, 215-592-9494. Once again, 215-592-9494. Look, a lot of ways to go about that. And let me just say, we'll have coverage in the street. Devin will be out there in the street. Elliot will be out there in the street, both commingling with fans throughout the day, but also, you know, I mean, they're going to have an opportunity, you know, in all likelihood, to probably link up with players, perhaps former players. I remember, you know, 7 years ago, a lot of the former players were back again. John, congratulations to you as someone who played for the Eagles. I think today about a lot of the great Eagles from the past, John, you being one of them. But obviously, top of mind more than anything is appreciation for this team. So let's get into it here. I want to hear from everyone your excitement for Parade Day and also appreciation of the team. Now, before we get to appreciation of the team, James, just out of the gate, because I know you are geeked times a million, times steroids, times a billion.
Yes, that is correct.
Times how much money Elon Musk has. James Seltzer, how excited are you for this parade?
I rarely feel like I was born to do something. I feel like I was born to be here at this parade today. Like, the hype, the excitement. I showed you already got a backpack full of beer and champagne.
You're not the only one, buddy.
I'm just so joyous today. And to get to celebrate the best Eagles team of all time, certainly of our lifetime, on the parkway, on Broad Street, at the art museum, which I am looking at right now, which is painted green.
Oh, my God.
Joe, this is my perfect day. Last night I was like a kid on Christmas. I couldn't sleep. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? I was like pure excited energy. I am so happy for all of us. I can't wait to hug strangers. I can't wait to high five everyone. This is my perfect day.
Yeah, no, it really is. And by the way, if you're coming down here, and I know millions of you are, I would definitely encourage you to bundle up. It is cold. Now, obviously, it should get a little warmer as the day proceeds. 6 a.m. right now, it's pretty freaking cold. But definitely bundle up, a lot of layers, gloves in particular.
It's critical that you wear two pairs of socks. Yeah. I'm telling you, for the last time, the thing I noticed most was my feet went first. My feet got coldest. Two pairs of socks is an easy way to go about, like, before you go out the door.
I agree.
Add a pair of socks.
Feet warmers, hand warmers, all that.
Yeah. If you feel like you might be going overboard with the hand warmers,
you're not.
Go overboard.
Totally agree.
Add an extra layer. It is necessary.
Look, guys, when John Ritchie
out here all day,
when John Ritchie says it to you, it's real. All right,
because I'm a true tough guy.
I'm the wimp that would normally say that, and when John goes there, you get the picture. All right, so 215-592-9494. John, let's talk about the team. Let's talk about the season. Let's talk about the journey. You know, the journey can be defined as a season. If you want to look back to last year, it's two. If you want to look back to the Super Bowl loss from now 2 years ago, that's three. If you want to look back to Jalen Hurts obviously getting benched at Alabama, that's like six or seven ago, whatever that would be. John, it's been a hell of a culmination of a lot of stuff for a lot of guys. I'm curious from your standpoint, John, who is top of mind for you as we get ready to celebrate, this team, as we are celebrating this team today, and hear from these guys on the Rocky Steps? Who are you thinking about the most?
Well, I mean, of course, I love that Jalen Hurts has been validated the way he has by his play. He went out there and showed the world that he was that guy and proved a lot of doubters wrong. I thought that was wonderful. But there were guys like Zach Bond who
no one in the world heard of.
Yeah, that's right.
No, no one knew Zach Bond.
Never heard of the guy. Yeah.
Zach Bond turned into the best football player in the world at his position.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed-sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Our very eyes, and none of us knew his name prior to, I don't know, last March or whatever.
Whenever they signed him, whatever day the end, it's like, oh, who's that?
We should celebrate that day next year.
Zach Bond.
Right. But the thing that's crazy about Zach Bond is for all of the physically marvelous ability that he's got in himself, he's like Saquon Barkley, seemingly an even better guy.
He does, you know, seem like a great guy.
He's just exuding character like most of these guys in that locker room. It's a wonderful thing, and it's just an added layer of complexity and excellence that Howie Roseman adds to this whole thing. But let's make it about Howie. Let's make it about the guys in that locker room. Let's make it about these coaches today. We are celebrating the greatest football performance that I can recall. It was a stress-free Super Bowl, which is crazy to say.
Yeah, that is.
A dominant performance through the playoffs that no one has seen before. You know, the 95 points scored in the two most important games of the year, no one's been able to do that ever. We did it with offense. We did it with defense. And Zach Bond, he's the captain out there of the defense, but almost like the reticent, like the captain who didn't even know he was captain halfway through the year.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how a guy was so buried in the NFL to the point where he was a different position.
He was on special teams only and playing the wrong position defense.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine how frustrating that must have been.
All right, so look, 215-592-9494, because I ask, you know, all of you listening right now, you know, your appreciation of this team, and which players and coaches and administrators in particular are you thinking of? I mean, there's a couple that rifle through my mind. Jalen, obviously. I mean, with everything, with all that was said, and I was one of the many that said a lot, but also going back to the college days, I mean, it's an incredible culmination to this point. But, you know, I think we all know, to say the least, Jalen Hurts' journey in pro football is not done. His football life is not even, you know, it's probably a third over. You know, he's got two-thirds of his career left still. So you got to be incredibly happy and appreciative of him. Sirianni, for all the obvious reasons. It's very similar to Jalen in many ways. It's not exactly the same story, but it's another form of redemption and a major form of redemption. Saquon Barkley, who, of course, was, you know, I don't want to say buried in New York.
You
could
say buried. No,
maybe
you could say buried. You can.
I mean, he just was, it was unfair. And, you know, so for this guy to come here, I mean, I think not since Moses Malone as a player in year one made the impact Saquon Barkley had. I think it's a shame they didn't win the MVP. In the end, does it really matter? No, because he gets to hoist the Lombardi Trophy and give a speech today. But it matters a little bit, I'll say. But look, we know what we witnessed, and we know we witnessed something that was all time. And then Brandon Graham. I mean, guys, I could list 50 players and people and probably more. But, you know, I mean, this may be, you know, have been Brandon Graham's last season. I hope it's not, but I also hope he does whatever he wants to do. I know that we'll all be all ears to see, you know, in the coming weeks what happens regarding next year with Brandon Graham. But what we know is this, along with Lane Johnson and Jake Elliott and Lovato, the long snapper, Brandon Graham is the first, along with those guys, player in Philadelphia sports to win two championships in 50 years. And he's as good a guy as you'll ever meet. I mean, let me repeat. For those of you who have never met Brandon Graham, he is exactly what you think he is.
He's not just a good guy for a football player. He's like as good a human as you'll ever meet.
He is. He's really a special person. So,
Joe, you know, my jersey on today.
BJ.
BJ.
Yeah. Well done. Well
I
done,
asked for it for Christmas, and
that's
wearing
great.
It today.
So, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Rhea, who in particular top of mind for you when you think about what's going on here today?
So my best friend came over for lunch yesterday, and I said, we're going to watch the mic'd up, you know, version of the thing. What was amazing, and I don't know who the assistant coach was on the sideline at one point, said to Saquon Barkley, you need to keep these guys focused. You're their emotional center, basically.
Yep.
And he was the it blew a guy who literally got here, came from our rival, was the guy who was like, all right, everything's fine. Calm down. It was, that was really cool to see.
No, it was incredible. I mean, the leadership.
Incredible. It really was.
The leadership that was displayed in that, you know, 1 hour program, exemplified by, well, look, I mean, the guys that were mic'd up, Saquon Bond, you know, Sirianni, Hurts. I mean, it was really staggering. All right, 215-592-9494. Give us your excitement for Parade Day. Talk to us about your appreciation of this team, the players, the Eagles organization, the history of the Eagles. Look, history is a big part of this. Rhea's got her Brandon Graham jersey on. He's been here a decade and a half. I've got my Jerome Brown jersey on. We'll never know if the Eagles might have had a parade 30 years ago, you know, if Jerome hadn't tragically died. He's one of my favorite Eagles ever. You know, Bill Berge's Super Bowl Sunday was his birthday. I mean, there's just a lot of special stuff through the years with the Eagles. We love these guys. Babin, Nnamdi, not so much. But a lot of the other guys.
I love everyone today, Joe. How about that?
Joe, you know, Vaughn wore a medallion from Bill Berge. It was really cool.
It's really cool. All right. Your phone calls. I know a lot of you are just waking up. Welcome to Philadelphia Sports Heaven. Woo! I'm serious. As we broadcast today atop the Ben Franklin Parkway, where this whole thing's going to go down.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.